slapping all kind of music.
Fuck it, man. You know what it's time for?
What?
It's time for another edition of
The Real Life Podcast, Mega
Podcast. There you go.
With Jose Sandoval featuring me.
Kaiser Jimenez.
Featuring, of course, me, you know, common guest on here.
Common
and
guest.
And special guest.
Kaiser Jimenez.
Kaiser Jimenez.
Kaiser.
Also known as the Bad Cack.
The Bad Cack
on Xbox Cack Live.
In the booty.
Add me on Xbox Live with the Bad Cack. You know what it is. I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky.
This is how it was, man. Thank God for recording moments like this, because if it wasn't for this, I would never remember it.
Oh, shit.
You know what? I've thought about it before. How, like, I know you've been working on your documentary. Anyway, how's that
not
going?
Not yet.
But you have worked on it.
I'm on hiatus, but I'm going to really start going back to
it's,
it.
It's cool. You put on a hiatus, you know, refresh your mind. You've learned new things. and approach the project with a, you know, kind of a new attitude, yeah, if you will.
Hard drive.
Would you say, are you going to reboot?
I run out of memory.
Are you going to reboot your whole project, or are you going to
build on what you have?
Build on what you have.
You definitely build on what I have. I have 20 minutes of footage that I'm using towards the documentary, and that's only 20 minutes out of maybe a two-hour documentary.
Are you serious?
So...
I can't wait till it comes out.
Like, I know I'm in the documentary. I know I'm in there. I know.
Dude,
I'm in.
When did you start it?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Last year.
You think it's gonna span part like 5 years? Maybe a little bit?
I mean, longer,
3-4 years. The longer the better,
longer
no?
The longer it lasts, the more real it seems, you know?
Because it shows like a larger portion of
Excuse me.
It's not just one year of what you did.
That's where we drink a lot of beer.
It's more of your youth.
Real, yeah. And I think the fact that the podcast that I do, like, the fact that I'm not doing that documentary right now, but I am doing, like, podcasts like this that I do edit, kind of, you know, keeps me on track, kind of.
The thing is that since you're not doing your film documentary, it's not more of a visual experience, but more of a, what's it called?
Yeah, yeah.
You're able to hear... Your experience throughout life.
And you imagine it.
Basically. Yeah. Four niggas sitting in a truck, drinking beer, talking about life, everything.
About the real life.
Every aspect of life.
The real life and everything in between, man.
How many people do that, actually?
Who knows, but I'm pretty sure no one touches up on shit the way we do.
I don't think so, man.
Because I know a lot of times you haven't been present for our podcast.
Dude, I remember.
But me and this nigga, we touch up on everything, dude. And even if it's not a podcast, a lot of times we don't do podcasts.
I took a listen to a previous podcast. Everything. And it was, I think it was you, Vito, Sam, it was at Sam's house, but I don't think Sam partook in this.
It wasn't at Sam's house. It was at Sam's neighbor's house.
Sam's dead neighbor.
There you go.
Dead neighbor, nigga.
It was at Sam's neighbor's house, and I don't know what you guys were talking about, but just the whole experience. I could just imagine you guys sitting, not in a circle, but pretty close to each other, just talking about whatever you had in mind. And if you brought up a topic, you guys would expand on it.
That's how it
Everybody
goes,
had their own input. And it made me imagine a scene,
you know,
with four guys just sitting around talking, and it felt pretty awesome, pretty good.
The beauty of it is seeing other people's perspective on everything, because sure, you have your way of visioning something, but there's people vision things different ways, right?
Oh, definitely.
And it's always good to hear everybody's input on certain things.
Yeah, I've put out a couple more since then, and
really?
the latest one I've put out was where I was with two black people and this white wangster, and they were basically, you know, I was in there kind of as the awkward fit, because you know how I am.
You're not black or a wigger.
I'm my own thing, and so the fact that weed brought us together, we fucking smoked a fat blunt, and I rolled up a joint.
Wait. Sorry to interject, but how did this happen? How were you with a wigger and a fucking... how did this happen?
It just happened.
I'm confused.
It just happens. Well, I was here, and I see my friend Eric. Eric is this big black guy that I've known for a few years. And he just came up to me with his friend, and I was like, "Hey, man, what are you guys up to?" And he was like, "Oh, we're just about to blaze it." And I was like, "Oh, I got some bud. You guys wanna, you know?"
This was at Wimber?
Yeah, here.
Okay.
And so I roll up a joint. They come back, and he's with this other dude. And so we go to that dude's house here inside Windward. And we're just blazing, and this black guy is just telling me about how he went to jail because he was an accomplice to somebody trying to steal a sidekick.
Sounds like a black guy to me.
And I was like,
"Man, no.
What I noticed, because I'm not racist. Like, I'm not racist at all.
Yeah, dude. I'm not. No one. I don't think anyone of us is racist.
But in reality,
because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It, like, racist. I'll laugh at anybody making a joke about a Mexican.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll fucking laugh a joke about anybody. It's just funny. Like, racial humor to me
is fucking
is what
funny.
Strikes. Yeah. What strikes me. You know, some people find getting slapped in the face to be funny. Some people find falling funny. And a lot of people happen to find being
racist.
Racial jokes to be really funny. And so I was with him. We were fucking high as hell.
You, the black guys, and the waiter.
Yeah. Yes. And what I found was that the black guy out of the group was the most talkative. And so he felt like he... I felt him as trying to be, like, alpha. Like, he tried to...
alpha.
Dominate like the conversation.
Yeah, dominate the conversation and to be, like, the main...
Focus of attention.
Focus. And so I was like, you know what? All right. I'll give you the main focus, but I'll ask you the questions. And so I asked him the questions, and he answered all of my questions that I had for him. And I even made fun of him a little bit, if you look back on the podcast, and you see how I kind of mocked him. And how I kind of, like, you know, laughed at some of the stuff that he said. but at the time, I don't think he realized it.
He was high.
But the point of that is, like, you know, even though me and him are two completely different people, the fact that you can still conversate with a person and still get a real
conversation pretty much, yeah,
is kind of amazing, because the situation is something you would never expect to be in, you know.
The thing is that when marijuana comes into play, I think
everybody's friends,
no matter the skin color, no matter your tone of voice, no matter anything,
don't give a fuck.
It just brings everybody together, and you just able to talk to it. Another person.
I wish we had some right now.
Just as a regular person, dude. You don't treat them any different than if they were your homie. You talk to them as they were your homies.
You know,
and you're able to open yourself up. Go ahead.
That's one thing I've told Jose before. Like, when I lived in the Bay.
It sucks that it has to be illegal, too, because...
It's unfair, dude. It's totally unfair. Yeah. But we'll touch up on that after. When I was living in the Bay, I'm pretty sure I've told all you guys, like, weed up there, it's something very, very normal. It's very common.
Yeah, definitely. Dippy up there, fucking
it's,
up in North California.
Like, I had a girlfriend up there who, her boss, gave her weed when she got hired.
What?
She was like, here you go, like, smoke up.
Her boss?
Her boss gave her weed.
Where did she work?
On campus.
Oh.
She worked on campus, and her The guy that's in charge gave her weed. Like, it's just weed. It's something very... Everybody has weed over there.
Yeah, I think my boss...
And for that reason, like, I noticed that over here in Southern California, people tend to be more... What would be the right word? They look at skin color a bit more. I would definitely say that. I think they're more judgmental and a bit more racist. But not in the full sense of the word racist. They're just...
Definitely just more judgmental. Just
more judgmental. Yeah, that's judgmental. Ultimately, that's what it is.
A lot more prejudice.
A lot more prejudice. And out there, it's perfectly normal to see a Mexican guy, a black guy, and an Asian guy, and a white guy.
Yeah.
Dipping together in a fucking car.
You know what I think?
Because weed is a part of everyone's life.
Also, not just because of the weed, but also because of... the nature that's out there, you kind of realize that you know, you're all just living in a giant organism called
It's very, very different, dude. Yeah. When I lived up there, I found it very, very easy to approach people and meet new friends. Here at school. Here at this school,
here in Long Beach, I find it
very, very different
so full of shit.
And difficult.
Dude, have I told you
about your shroom dreams?
For the past few weeks, man.
Are you still taking Alpha Brain?
No, I'm not. I'm not on the
Alpha. When's the last time you took Alpha Brain?
Maybe about a month.
Oh, really? A month? About a month. Do you feel any different? In your body, like on your body.
No.
Your sleeping cycles?
No.
Energy levels?
Remember the first time I took Alpha Brain and how I got really sick?
Yeah, you had those fucking rashes on your skin.
Well, before that, I was working on lucid dreaming and naturally...
Trying to sleep with your eyes open, right?
Well, that was working well for me. And once I took the Alpha Brain, it kind of threw me off. Threw me off my...
My pattern. It's all good. Welcome back.
And so I kind of had to reintegrate myself back into my sleeping pattern and focusing on trying to lucid dream. But as of late, I've been having success with having super vivid dreams on visiting San Francisco and taking
mushrooms.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty
good. For the past few weeks, it's been nothing but me being on mushrooms.
Would you be willing to experiment mushrooms with our friend here?
Mushrooms, I'd have to say no.
Really?
I don't know. There's just something about mushrooms. But the fact that you're mentioning San Francisco is rather interesting just because of the fact that our friend Richard Mejia, that is not here with us, is leaving to San Francisco for school.
Really? Where's he going?
St. Mary's private...
That shit ain't in San Francisco.
It is.
I thought it was in Alameda County.
I guess it's near, no?
It's close, yeah.
Well, just the fact that we could go visit...
I'm not even fucking sure.
We could go visit him there. So, I mean, we could... I am down to not partake, but...
You niggas never visited me, though. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Anyways.
Yeah. Continuing with our story.
But yeah, man, what's wrong with San Francisco? I want to go to San Francisco and fucking find some shrooms, like...
I think I would know
that... In San Francisco, mushrooms just grow naturally.
It's like, not...
In the wild.
Not even people just have them.
People just pick them, yeah.
Look, like I've told you about this place, like...
Oh, shit.
When I would go to San Francisco, the few times that I did go, like, a couple times I went clubbing... I was high and drunk out of my mind going clubbing in San Francisco, and it was a lot of fun, even though I'm not the clubbing kind of person. It's just not my scene.
Right.
And other times I would hit up Haight Street and Haight and Ashbury. There's a bunch of smoke shops there. There's fucking weed everywhere. You find weed canisters with fucking weed in them. There's just fucking weed everywhere. And on Haight Street, when you're taking the bus up there, there's a, you're heading up Haight, heading towards Haight and Ashbury, and to your left, mm-hmm. there's a park, and to, like, there's stairs, like, it's like, because San Francisco is all hills, it's mm-hmm. fucking very hilly, so there's a park there, and I never went to that park, and I fucking kind of regret not getting off the bus to hit up the park.
Okay.
But, people that I knew that would come with me to SF would be like, oh, dude, that fucking park right there, people go there and get fucked up. They get completely fucked up on psychedelics, on mushrooms, on acid. They fucking smoke a shitload of weed. Weed is really nothing, really, but they get fucked up on psychedelics and just wander around the park, dude.
Well, marijuana is considered a psychedelic, but
it's but not. I know.
We've experienced it, but it's not that same experience.
It's not.
It would be acid or shrooms, but...
Right, right.
I think a park would be the ideal place to experiment.
Yeah, dude, you know what? Park is solely used by people. It's pretty big, dude.
And you know what?
And it's hilly.
When I was... We were stoned and... When Alfredo mentioned that, I put two and two together, and I noticed, well, you have a giant city in San Francisco.
Huge city, huge.
With a bunch of people with different ideas. Diverse
up the ass, yeah.
And you put a park in the middle of that city, a giant park, that people go in there to trip And
that's the sole purpose of the park. That's the only thing it's used for. Like, nobody takes their kids there. Nobody goes exercise there.
And something like that is what establishes San Francisco as a liberal, hippy-dippy fucking area, dude.
Dude.
Well, that's where the, I think that's where the hippie movement originated
really,
from.
Pretty
that
much.
Is why San Francisco is so fucking crazy, so fucking,
it's liberal.
There's no other way to
it's
describe
it
other than liberal.
It's very liberal. That's
it's like
the,
anything goes as long as you're not
goes,
hurting
exactly.
anybody else, you know?
And everybody's got your back. Like, despite, like, you're going to have the stupidest fucking idea, but everybody will always, at least one fucking person will always have your back, dude. Even if they're a complete stranger to you. It's very different.
Well, speaking of San Francisco, I know fucking Villaraigosa. Antonio Villaraigosa, the fucking fake Mexican.
Antonio Villaraigosa.
Is he
that's
a fake Mexican?
No.
How is he a fake Mexican?
I know. I was listening to an Adam.
Is his name
podcast.
Not Antonio?
No, it's Villar or something like
no,
that.
No. I think his.
It's Villa.
He was. Villa. Before he married, it was Villa.
And then he joined the last name with his wife.
And
right?
His last name was, his wife's last name was Arraigosa. Or, yeah, I think it was Arraigosa.
Who he fucking cheated on with some Telemundo fucking...
But, dude, who doesn't fucking cheat? Just the fact that he's a politician, he gets more publicity. But who doesn't fucking
yeah,
cheat?
True.
I fucking cheated before? Shit.
That doesn't make
who gives a fuck?
I know.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I guess the fact that he's trying to make himself seem as somebody he's not.
Dude, but everybody.
But you know what? You know what? I do appreciate the fact that he did go to Barack Obama and try to get him to make that super speed train.
Yeah, man.
That connects
to Vegas,
Southern
right?
California
to
Northern,
Northern California.
That would be fucking amazing.
But wasn't there supposed to be like a high speed?
Yeah, I've had nothing but dreams about it, dude. About. Something that takes 2 hours to get from here to Northern... Imagine,
I think
a trip that takes you 2 hours to get to San Francisco.
Is there
you
any
spend,
more beer left?
You spend, what, $30 to $40 to get to San Francisco?
There's one left.
There's one left.
You want it?
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
This is my third one.
I have one here that's...
The other day, I had a dream about me sneaking into Coachella.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Are any of you guys going to Coachella?
No, I'd rather buy a weed with that money.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
The ticket is $350.
Yeah.
Man. Though it is worth seeing probably more than...
You know, that first night is the Black Keys headlining. With the Arctic Monkeys?
They're headlining with the Arctic Monkeys?
Oh my goodness.
I thought the Arctic Monkeys were below. Like below.
They're below, but you know, the Arctic Monkeys are playing the same day that the Black Keys are. And the Black Keys and Arctic Monkeys have been touring around the country this whole time.
Dude, are they gonna stream it on YouTube again?
I hope so, dude.
I'm gonna be on that.
Yeah,
hell
definitely.
Yeah.
Last year
I was on last
badass.
Year.
I remember Kanye West on YouTube.
Kanye's performance was amazing.
That was badass.
Kanye's performance was just amazing.
He did the heartbreak. Which one was it? I
genuinely felt...
It was fucking emotional.
I just genuinely felt that he just felt in love with the Coachella
He fans. Put his all in it.
Yeah, dude, he said it himself. He was kind of getting emotional over the fact that he said, I love this group of people. It was just amazing, dude.
I definitely felt that as well.
So, I'm really looking forward to,
What they sure has, yeah, huh?
What was that?
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg closing it off. It's gonna be a fun party.
The thing that I'm looking forward is, if there's gonna be new songs released.
Probably not.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what song they're definitely gonna play, though? Still DRE.
Still DRE.
Hey, yeah, of course. Of course. Have to play that, yeah, dude. Yeah. It's gonna be epic. Fuck, I'm jealous of my friend Rory. She's going.
Oh, she's going?
Yeah, she's going to my friend Crit and Chris, my other coworker. They're fucking going. I wish I could go, man. Gonna, I wish is, I'll go in the future someday, but just not this, not this time.
Is Rory and are Rory and Chris going for all 3 days?
Well, you have to. It's only like you have to go all 3 days.
Oh, there are no individual tickets.
There's no
right?
individual day tickets. Yeah, you either buy the whole week or you don't.
I got you.
Yeah. And where do you stay?
You just camp out. You just camp out in that fucking. In the fucking park for 3 days. But the cool thing about it is my friend Rory, she has a little condo out there. And so that's where they're gonna stay.
Are they gonna be able to not transport but be able to travel from back and forth? As you know, I am sure that the whatever field they have for parking is gonna be fucking packed as fuck.
Well, that's not gonna be a big deal since she has a condo right by there. You know?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Coachella's an experience. You have to... It's like you're there with a whole bunch of fucking hippie motherfuckers just camping the fuck out, getting ready for some fucking music. Like,
bunch of hippie motherfucks.
Everyone's on drugs. Everyone's fucking, you know, tripping balls. But it's a great time.
What do you think you have a better chance of getting laid? Coachella or a fucking rave?
I don't know, man.
Coachella.
Honestly, when you go to shit like that, I don't think you go there with the mindset.
Hey, but doesn't it? Wouldn't it fucking make shit a lot better?
No, I don't give a fuck. It's more about the music.
But if you can have the music along with the fucking fuck session,
that's with anything. I wish I could have lunch with a fuck session.
Hey,
you know?
Man, have a fucking turkey sandwich with everything. Why not?
A turkey sandwich with a fucking fuck session. Why not? You know,
turkey sandwich. Eat some fucking vajayjay while you're at it. Why not?
So, are we done with all the beer, guys?
I think so. This is the second 12 pack of the night.
Yeah, I'm about to have to take a nice big piss.
Me too.
Finish this off.
Fuck.
How are you guys feeling though?
Feeling quite
premium.
I gotta work in 11 in the morning, but I'm gonna feel pretty good. I just feel like
you're gonna have that diarrhea shit in the morning.
Yeah, hey, that fucking spicy shit. Yeah.
You know what I
never fails.
You know, like the last time I went hiking with Gustavo in the mountain, the LA mountains in LA.
Right.
I had drank with Jose the still night recording? Before, dude.
Mm-hmm. Still recording? Yeah.
We're still going, man. We're still recording, Caesar. All right, go
ahead. I had drank.
Stop being awkward.
Well, the first time I went, I drank with Jose the night before.
I'll edit that.
We were supposed to go. We were supposed to go to the mountains. And I hit up Jose in the morning, like at 7:15, and I was like, "Hey, are you gonna come hiking with us?" And he's with the sleepy voice. He's like, "Oh, obviously not." And I was like, "Oh, all right, man."
So, I just woke up, nigger. I'm fucking not feeling it.
Hey, we had drank the night before. We had like seriously drank, and I still went hiking with Gustavo.
I was just like, I'm a lazy motherfucker.
The next time I went hiking with him, it was much more of an intense hike. And again, I had been fucking drinking the night before, and I still went.
It's pretty boss.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, man. Good stuff. Anyways, Wait. Let's close this off right. That was a pretty good conversation we had. What's the date today?
It is the 27th
of January, a Friday.
No, it's not the 27th.
Yeah, look.
It's January 27th.
Friday. 11:07.
11:07, and that was the real life podcast for you guys.
That was a quick share of life experiences. bitches, moans, and gripes.
Trials,
all that shit
mixed, trials and tribulations.
Trials and tribulations of some broke-ass niggas.
Hey, brought to you by Sierra Nevada and Longboard.
And Longboard.
12-ounce beers.
Definitely recommend that. What was it? Cool.
The Longboard.
Longboard and Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, right. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale got us on a whole nother level.
Quite legit.
Get up there where we are. Much love to everybody. Big hug to everybody.
Hopefully we don't sound annoying and use the word like more than once.
I hope not. I hate using the word like, and I just hope nobody got annoyed by this podcast. If you did, we apologize.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, asshole. Yeah, we don't fuck you.
Why are you even listening?
Fuck.
This is you're into minute 31 right now, and you're fucking still listening, you fucking dick. You fucking asshole. Fuck you.
If we annoy you, fuck you. If you enjoyed listening to us, well, much love. Much love, and we
stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Another real life podcast, because you know.
Stay tuned. Bottom line, we love you. We enjoy our listeners, and we enjoy talking shit about everything. So, good night. Good night.
Have a good one, guys.
Suck my dick, bitches.
I'm gonna go get some head. Meanwhile,
yeah, I need to take a piss. Before I end this, we'll do some bonus.